This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
We are very excited and very thrilled because we have Mark Haddon, formerly of the Brekkie Bears. Of course, anyone from Joy is going to know who we've got on the air. He's been down at the Arias last night and we've got him on the phone to tell us what was going down. Woo. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, it was quite an event last night and I was down on the red carpet. Quite exciting. The big winner, of course, is the artist that you just played, which was Tones and I. She won 4 Arias last night.
Oh, did she turn up in an ugly tracksuit or did she dress up for the occasion?
Oh, no, she dressed up for the occasion. She was wearing a green, like a green, almost like a green screen material, which was quite bizarre, with "The Kids Are Coming" written all over it. So I don't know exactly what "The Kids Are Coming" means, but her and her partner were dressed quite well. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to talk to her. She was up first, so she had to get off to the show. She was the big winner last night. We also had a bit of a moonlighting moment, I believe, as well, which was quite bizarre. They actually read one of the winners wrong on the...
Oh, really?
Stage. Yes, I think it was for Best Independent Release. And they had to come out and swap the envelope. They grabbed the wrong envelope, just like moonlighting, and had to reread the winner again. It's a bit of drama.
Look, Mikey D here. No, it's Jess, but you did say gentleman, but that's okay. So there was my own. I want to know what was the outcome. So I did read a little bit about the Tones and I. What was it like to be like for people to hear her message that she gave, like the Tony from Tones and I? So her acceptance speech was quite heartfelt, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and I've seen a little bit of it. She basically definitely came across as being very heartfelt and very sincere as well at about basically being true to yourself and having that support from people along the way and how that important that was. So that was lovely to hear.
But
it was quite a moment.
Mark, I love the gossip. Who was your most disappointed on the red carpet? Who was snotted you off? Who do we need to take down?
Give us some dirt.
Okay, I am ready for this question.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Yes.
The one that I was really disappointed with was Vera Blue.
Oh.
Oh, what?
She was really dreary. it was like talking to a corpse. It was awful.
Oh, my God. That's my favourite thing ever. Let's quote that.
Yeah.
Vera Blue's talking to a corpse.
She just wasn't there. I don't know if it's because she wasn't nominated or what was going on, but she was just, she wasn't happy to be there, I didn't think.
Ooh, what a call.
But look, other people on the red carpet were just divine. In fact, Kira Devine and Pinal were lit up the red carpet. Kira Devine, Pinal videos that they were up for.
Yeah.
She is amazing. She came down with she was best dressed in my opinion.
Okay.
Total gold sequined dress.
Yeah.
With a cape that had gold sequins and in leopard print.
Oh, I tell you what.
It was all sequined.
I'm getting a little wet downstairs just hearing about a gold cape like that. Oh, my God. I know what I'm wearing at Jess's wedding next week. I'll have to ring Pinal up and ask, can I borrow it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Was there
And if you want to get wet downstairs as well, have a look at Guy Sebastian. That and the boy is buffed out now. Oh. Unbelievable.
Oh, really?
He came up and, had a bit of a cuddle with Guy and he's been in the gym, I think.
Yeah, he's got a bit buff, hasn't he? I did see Creepy Andy here does follow him on Instagram, so he's quite often flashing a photo at us of him in the gym, so we have noticed.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what happens when you stop going to church every Sunday. You've got time to do other things.
Yeah.
Exactly. And but the one I would have to, you know, put in my pocket and take home would have to be Taylor Henderson.
Did he come up and say hi?
Yeah, I've actually interviewed Taylor a couple of times, so I do know him. And he's just such a sweetheart. We talk about Geelong, of course, because that's where he's from.
Yeah.
And he's just has the biggest heart.
We do.
Harrison Craig was another one who was just lovely on the red carpet.
Yeah.
And, the big thing, I suppose, the biggest person I talked to was Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh,
big one.
She's got a show on Monday night at the Forum in Melbourne. Get along to it. She played at the Enmore on Wednesday night here, and the reviews are just amazing. She really has a quite tremendous show, and it will be well worth getting along to see her.
Well, you heard it here from Mark himself. You know, Joy's number one bear, saying get along to Carly Rae Jepsen Monday night.
On Monday night.
That's you have had a great time, I'm sure.
It was an amazing time, yeah, definitely.
Well, it's lucky. After 8 o'clock, we actually got a pre-record with Toby Allen, who I believe they got inducted into the Hall of Fame. How did they turn up?
Yeah, they were very dapper on the red carpet. The four boys, they came along, and unfortunately, we didn't have a chance to talk to them because they got whisked off as well because they were taken backstage very quickly. But they were looking very, very happy and very confident walking down that red carpet, I have to say. They were looking good.
They're pros from Vegas. They know what they're doing, don't they? Look, Mark, it's been such a joy this morning to speak to you. Thank you so much for coming there and going off and, doing the joy thing for all of us down there on the red carpet.
And we'll be able to hear your podcast later on.
Definitely, hopefully. We'll cross fingers. We'll see if we can get some audio out of what we got. Definitely. We'll try and get that.
Cool.
But, thank you very much for having me on this morning. And, Mark Haddon, Sydney correspondent, signing off.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.